Here we are, everybody. Hey, welcome to Night Coop.
Hey, everybody, welcome to Night Coop.
Sorry for a lapse in episodes for a week. We had a child who was under the weather.
I had fallen ill. It's
allergy season.
It is very hard to get consistent episodes in a row when Kelly and I, we fall ill. And we fall ill at separate times. It's one then the other. It's never at the same time.
Never at the same time. You can hear a little bit of something in my voice. It's the allergies is what's going on. Because I feel fine.
Right. I feel fine.
Right. Like I'm not wiped, you know. It's just I sound like I'm underwater. Just a little bit.
Just a scooch.
But I got my oat milk latte. Thanks, La La Land.
From La La Land. Did you know 80% of children in foster care experience mental health challenges? I'm going to go ahead and say I think that's a little low.
I think it's a little low.
I would bet 100.
Sounds like you didn't get answers from the other 20% if I had a bet on it. That's interesting.
Or they're in denial.
I'm fine.
Yeah.
We're not mocking them. We're just saying
it's okay to not be okay.
It's okay to not be okay.
Good start.
Take that in. Really sink your teeth into that. What's the phrase that they're using? Let that sink in. You know what? They're using that, though, for, like, things where it's, like there's no longer 4 for $4 at Wendy's. Let that sink in. And you're like, I don't
really think this is that pressing of an issue.
I'm not devastated, I'll tell you.
If it is that pressing of an issue, then you've got other issues.
Or you got none at all. Okay.
These straws have a lot of...
They got a lot of give on them. They got a lot of give.
You guys can't see it.
A huge bendy straw.
I'm expecting half inch of bend. Maybe
half
inch.
This is two inches.
Solid inches of bend.
Yeah. Yeah. And when you pull it all the way out, I mean, it's really way too much. Don't do it.
It's kind of grossing me out.
It ruins the straw a little bit. It looks like a worm. I don't like it.
Yeah. I don't think I really want my straw to be a grower to this degree.
Yeah. Yeah, me neither.
Although, look how much I don't have to bend down.
It's really the anti-bendy straw, if you think about it. This week, we're talking parties. We're doing parties overall. It's our birthday coming up. We love our birthday.
We're big birthday people.
There's something about being able to celebrate your birthday with another person.
Yes. Then it sounds like it's supposed to be a bigger deal because now it's a 2-for-1.
Not just my birthday, it's your birthday too.
Exactly. Kelly and I love birthday parties. We love birthday festivities. We eat it right up.
Yes.
A lot of people that, you know, I know as they get older, they don't care.
Or they're like, oh, I hate it when people have a birthday week. Blah, 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 blah. Wrong-o.
Wrong.
Nope. I'm happy to be on this planet. Let me celebrate it, man.
Yeah. And I have to be here.
So I have to be here.
So God forbid I have a good time every once in a while. Every spin I take around the sun. God forbid I get excited about it.
God forbid. People that hate their birthdays, I go, what happened to you?
Is something happened?
Something happened. You must have had a birthday party where nobody showed up. Oh, I hate the sound of that.
If you had a birthday party where nobody showed up, can you leave it in the comments? Not that I'm trying to expose you. I just want to know that the fear was valid. The anxiety was truthful. It happened to people.
Also, I'm not trying to blame anybody, but I do think when people don't show up to a birthday party, the mom forgot to give out invitation. Something happened.
I blame the mothers a little bit. If you're a kid and you get invited to a birthday party and there is no reason to hate the child and you don't have anything going on, you should be going to that birthday party.
Yeah, if the kid is like...
My kid is going to the party.
My kid's going to the party. They're not best friends, but they're friendly enough.
They got invited. It's one meal. I don't have to cook.
That's a good way of thinking it. That's a good way of looking at it.
Yeah, I'm really, I'll find all angles.
I know you will. That's something we can rely on with you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll make a point.
You'll make a point.
No matter
what.
If it kills me.
Oh.
So
should we jump into this or that?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Let's do it. Da 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 da. Okay. Mail invite or this new invite that they're doing now where you check in, you can see who else is going, all that kind of stuff. What do you
go? Oh, the mail.
You think?
No.
See,
this I really prefer neither. The whole seeing who else is going, I think, is a little like that. You should be going for the person who's throwing the party.
I agree with this statement.
And so to see who else is going and be like, and it be so public, so-and-so's going to be there. Like, I don't know. Take your fucking chances.
Take your chances. If you have like a close group that you know other people in that group were invited, you could be like, are you going?
Yeah. Are you guys going? And then if, you know, nobody is. And but, you know, that's on you. I don't think that I don't want to be somebody who says, oh, I'm going to something, and other people who I don't like look at it, see that I'm going, and they go, oh, I should go. Allie will be there.
It's like, no, Allie
doesn't want you there.
Not for you, I won't be there.
No.
No.
I don't want you to have the forethought that I'm going to be arriving.
No. I agree with that.
An RSVP used to be private. It used to be between you and the person who was throwing it.
And God.
And that was it.
That was it.
And I think that that's how it's supposed to be. What does RSVP stand for again?
Reserve. So seat. Very pretty.
Let's both take our guesses and then we'll look it up.
Okay. Reserve. I think it's reserve. RSVP. Reserve space. The people. Reserve space. The people.
Reserve. Seat. Very personal.
Okay, let's look it up because there's no way we got that.
No, I have no fucking clue what it means.
Meaning is initialism for the French phrase répondez s'il vous plaît. Or répondez s'il vous plaît.
It's French?
It's French. No wonder we didn't get it. It was French the whole time.
It's French.
Which translates to please respond or respond if you please. I'm going to start saying if you please more.
I'm going to start putting on stuff, please respond. I'm not putting RSVP on shit. Nobody knows what it means.
Yeah.
It's French.
Interesting. I really didn't know this.
I had no clue it was French.
I didn't know this. We've been using the French phrase all this time.
RSVP. Wow. They had us saying it when we were like 9 years old. Didn't even know.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you go.
I think I'm going with the male.
I'm going with the male because I think there's something classy about it. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? There's something about getting a letter in the mail.
Yes.
Getting a card in the mail.
Agreed.
You know, this other stuff, they send you like 3 texts before the party and it's like, don't forget. And I'm like,
I'm not going to forget.
And if I do, it's because I didn't want to go.
Because I don't care.
Exactly.
Yes. 100%. Yes. Party hat. Or party tiara.
Party tiara. The party hat is uncomfortable. It's so
uncomfortable.
The string, you can't rely on that string.
No.
It's cutting me in a part that I don't want to.
It's cutting me on the chin. It's making me look like a pot roast going into the oven. That's what it's doing. It's not a good look.
You can't wait for that long. How do you get it around the ears? Sometimes you put it behind the ears and then your ears come out like this. I mean, it's just
you ever see
a
somebody who looks cute in a party hat and you're like, fuck you.
Fuck you.
What is this?
The tiara is cute.
The tiara is very cute.
We love the tiara. But on the flip side, I don't really like a crown.
No, I don't like a crown either.
A birthday crown? I don't like that.
A crown is too...
Crown is douchey.
It is douchey.
Why is that?
What, are you a king?
Yeah, if I went to a guy's birthday party that was wearing a crown, I'd be like, please stop. Actually, I have been to a birthday party where the guy was wearing the crown.
We got crowns last year at our birthday party.
We got crowns?
Yeah, we got crowns.
It sounds like we're saying we have crowns. Doesn't it?
It does a little. It does. Crown.
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 Crown. Yeah, we have crowns. I remember that. Who brought those? Kevin?
I think so.
From Wendy's or Burger King? I think they were from Burger King.
Oh, I thought he bought them. No? They were just I think he bought them.
Oh.
They were like plastic. They weren't paper.
Oh. I don't remember. I do remember a crown, but I don't remember the material of said crown. I go tiara, 100%.
Me too.
Not even a question to me.
Me too.
Streamers or balloons?
Balloon.
Balloon?
Balloon. Absolutely.
Over the streamer?
I don't give a fuck about a streamer.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Mm.
A streamer? The paper ones?
Yeah, when they do a little swirl. You don't like the swirl?
I don't like it as much as a good balloon.
Obviously, we all go to balloons. We all go to balloons.
A good balloon is fucking fire.
A streamer by balloon combo.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty good, but the balloon, specifically the ones that are like those, the shiny material, yeah, like metallic or whatever.
The issue with the streamer is that it never costs you more than $2.
That's the issue with it?
There's never a good streamer.
That is true.
All streamers look the same and look cheap.
Yeah, but that's kind of the fun of a birthday party.
Yeah, but it's like,
I mean, unless you're, you know, freaking trying to show off and you're at like the club.
I mean, don't get me wrong. When you get that streamer swirl correct and you've done two-tone,
mm-hmm,
and people are looking at it going, who did this?
Yeah.
Who perfected the two-tone?
The issue with the streamer is that you have to hide the ends, yes, because the tape is tacky looking. Yes. It's tacky looking, which is where the balloons come in.
Right.
You cover it with the balloon. You
cover it up with the balloon.
But you don't need to cover any part of the balloon with the streamer.
It always sucks when you have a bunch of balloons, but you don't have a helium tank. So you're, yes, trying to stick them places where they stand upright.
Mm-hmm.
And you also don't see the tape from the sticking the balloon. Are you good at blowing balloons?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I get lightheaded.
I'm amazing at tying a balloon. I know what I'm doing. I know what I'm doing when it comes to balloons. What? I do. Some of us have a skill. I'm sorry.
You know what almost made me fucking pass out? It was a couple years ago when we, for our birthday, when we had those blow up like instrument things.
Oh, yes.
Where it's like almost like a floaty, like a plastic.
Yeah, we brought them to Vegas.
Yeah, a plastic blow-up thing.
Yeah, those things will knock you out. Well, because it's thick.
I thought I was going to pass out.
It's thick fabric.
Yeah.
So the air that you're putting in, it's got to be thick. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know science. But you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, you got to give a little bit of oomph to it.
Yeah. And they got that squeezy top.
Yeah.
And you got to squeeze it while you... That's the trick. That's what they don't tell you. Yeah, you got to squeeze it so that the air goes in.
Oh, I was open doing it.
Well, that's part of the reason why you nearly passed out. No air was going in there.
I'm telling you, I was like, I don't understand how this is dangerous.
Our last trip to Vegas for our birthday, I got such bad sunburn on my back. I thought...
Well, speaking of sunburn, how's your sunburn doing right now?
It's better.
It's good.
I was sitting outside with a dear friend of mine and I was half under an umbrella. So you understand, half of me got burnt, the other half did not. I looked ridiculous.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. But the last time we were in Vegas, we were laying out by the pool, and I had this new swimsuit that had this cross back situation.
I remember this.
Yeah. And don't get me wrong, I was putting on sunscreen. This is the problem with being Irish. I was putting on sunscreen. I put it on multiple times.
The sunscreen, it's almost like, for the Irish, it's like a placebo effect. It really is not doing anything. I mean anything.
I'm not out here claiming to be great in the sun to begin with, okay? We all saw what we thought about outdoor dining.
Yes. I mean, there's a reason that we stay inside.
Yeah.
It's where we're protected.
And I like the outdoors with a roof over, like with the...
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
love a covered patio.
Love a covered patio.
That's fine.
Yeah, but sitting out, no. In the sun, no. Not for me. No. Not for you. For me. Your turn.
Up next, classic darty or a party where you have class next day at 8 a.m.?
I'm going to darty.
I'm doing the darty as well.
Because I'm not getting to class at 8 a.m. If I have the
I'm
party,
I'm arguably not getting to class 8 a.m. in general.
Yeah.
I'm already struggling.
Yeah. I also, people don't like the term darty. I like it. I don't mind it.
I don't mind it.
And I like a darty.
I actually like a darty too.
Yeah, but I do need a long nap before I continue my evening.
Mm-hmm.
It's got you got to separate it. You can't just keep going, or else by 9 o'clock you think you're gonna die.
You think yeah. I mean, I like a darty, but I also I like a
something about saying darty in a TCU shirt.
Yeah, I've been to a few.
We've been to a few darties.
It needs to. You got to have a yard.
Yes.
Don't do the darty with no yard.
Yeah.
With no space. Everybody huddled in a you can't, the darty in LA is borderline impossible and all the time stupid.
And a darty is built for certain types of alcohol.
Yes.
Bud Light.
Yes.
White Claw.
Yes.
High Noons.
Yes.
Maybe you can have a pitcher of margarita situation going on.
Maybe.
No hard liquor outside of that.
No wine.
Or else you're screwed.
And I love wine.
We love
but
wine.
But you gotta play the long game. We're talking 8 hours, 9 beers, okay?
You gotta play the long game. You're in it for the long haul.
Then one every hour.
Yes, you gotta be strategic. At a darty, there's strategy. At other places, at other times, you know, you can kind of go ham and whatever.
Yeah.
But when you're playing the long game, you got to make sure you eat before you go.
Yes.
You got to make sure there's a snack there for you to munch on. And the other key ingredient that you need to switch on and off of is a cup of water.
You got to do the cup of water. If I walk around and I see people slamming back drinks, my friends, my dear friends, and they're not drinking water, uh-huh. I'm going over there and I'm throwing a cup in their face.
If you're not hydrating at the darty, you're going to die.
You're going to die.
I'm telling you.
It's just.
The sun goes down and all of a sudden you're melting.
4th of July is the biggest example.
Of failures.
Of failures.
Yes. People do not know how to party on 4th of July.
They sure don't.
They go out. They get in the sun. They get on their little boat. Okay. The sun is soaking up.
You people think that when you're on a boat, you're invincible. That all of a sudden you're not drunk at all.
That's not the case.
That's because you're on a boat, jackass.
Okay? You're feeling the waves. You're going into the waves.
Yeah. Guess what? You get on the ground, you're stumbling around. You're hammered,
and
idiot.
It's not the waves anymore.
No.
Okay?
It's you.
It's you.
And your stupidity.
Exactly.
You got to be careful at the darty, but I picked the darty absolutely over the nighttime party when I have something to do early in the morning.
Yeah, because the anxiety the whole time.
Oh, my God. Oh, should I go? I have something going on the next day. Yeah, no.
It's awful. Sorry, I got to respond to something right quick. Okay. Let's see here. See, I have another darty one, too.
Okay.
A darty or a surprise party?
Oh, darty.
I go darty again,
I
man.
I go darty again. Darty's really pulling up the freaking stops.
They're fun. And the thing with a surprise party is that you get people who hate surprises. And somehow it didn't get around that they didn't like surprises.
I don't want a surprise party.
I don't want a surprise party because I don't want other people planning the list.
And also... the people planning the list, and I also like I need to wear what I think is what I need to wear, and if I don't know what's happening and I'm just like in my normal, like I'm gonna be pissed if I'm not wearing what I want to be wearing.
Yeah.
And it kind of brings to the point, like if I were to ever get engaged, like would I want my nails to be done?
Yeah,
right. So I'm gonna have to kind of know.
Yeah.
That it's coming.
I'm going to have to know. I got to get my nails done. Oh, my God.
But I go darty, absolutely. I'm not huge on a surprise party. Then I got to keep my mouth shut. I don't really want to do that.
Yeah,
it's
I'm not
just,
good at that.
You're giving me a task now. You're informing me of something, and you're saying, also, keep it to yourself.
I'm pretty good at keeping things to myself until I'm directly asked about it.
Yes. Then Kelly's terrible at it.
I'm a bad liar. Not good at it.
You're not. Something we've struggled with for a long time is that Kelly is a terrible liar and I am a very good one.
Yes, Allie's a great liar.
And those are two skills that are not good. Being terrible at it and being good at it. You should be in the middle.
You should be in the middle where you can lie if you need to. I mean, if I needed to... I could figure it out. The other night I did a good job at it.
Yeah, you did. I need to lie a lot. That's the problem.
Yeah.
Is that in my role, you kind of got to lie.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you have to, you know, when you manage people, you have to withhold information. You always have to keep the peace. Or else, then what?
Then what?
Then it's a mess.
Then you have a mess.
So it's kind of, you kind of have no option. You have to withhold information from some people.
Yeah. Yeah. Your turn.
And my last one. 100 people party or 15 people party?
100. 100. Only 15 people are there? I mean, let's be honest. I like 20% of people. Party? No. No. No.
Quality over quantity.
But it doesn't matter. The quality is going to be the same no matter what. It's going to be 20% of the people there I like.
You need a bigger pool.
I need a bigger pool. 100 people.
I agree. I absolutely prefer 100 people.
Because 15 now. Oh, you only invited 15? Do I bring you a gift?
Oh, yeah. What do I pay for you for? How important am I?
How important? Yeah. And now it's like, okay, I'm going to be communicating with everyone else that is there. I have to. There's only 15 people.
There's only 15 people. I'm going to get stuck.
Yeah.
I can't go to another part of the room. This is the room.
This is the room. Oh. Ooh.
Oh.
Brutal.
But you know what? There's a good amount of people who I will show up for. And if it's 15 people, it's 15 people. And I will sit there and Kelly and I will leave and we will look at each other and say, we've got a lot to talk about.
Yes. Yes. But 100 people, I can Irish goodbye at 100 people.
Yeah. I also want people to know. Do I have something in my nose real quick?
No.
Oh.
I don't think so.
Okay. I also want it to be clear that when you invite Kelly and I somewhere and we both show up and we leave, the amount of talking we do about whatever we just experienced is heavy. No matter what.
It doesn't matter if barely anything happened.
It doesn't matter good, bad, rain, shine. It doesn't matter.
We're talking about what just happened.
We're talking about what just happened.
You need to be prepared that when you have a party.
Yes.
That when people leave, they're going to talk badly about it.
Yes.
And not in a way that is critical of you, but in a way that is critical, criticize. What's the word I'm looking for? In the way...
I was born to critique.
Yes. And a complaint does not mean I didn't have fun.
That's right. I am honored and glad and grateful to be invited.
Yes.
But nothing is perfect in this life.
No.
And I will make my notes.
Yes. And there's always... It doesn't matter how lovely you are. It doesn't matter how lovely the birthday person is. There's always a dumb fucking ass bitch somewhere.
There's got to be somebody. There's got to be somebody to hate.
Yeah. Yep.
They're going to be sitting there and we're going to... Everything they say, we've chosen them. We've chosen them right out the gate.
Yep. Yep. You're the person that we don't like today.
And sometimes what's interesting... Yeah. Sometimes what's interesting is when someone starts off as the person who we're like, oh, Jesus Christ.
And then
some fucking something.
Somebody comes out of the left wing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Really makes an entrance as the true piece of shit.
Yeah, as the villain.
As the villain. And then all of a sudden oh my God, I've been going after the wrong person in my brain.
And it's actually this person.
It's actually this person.
Sucks ass.
Yeah.
That's kind of fun.
When there's that switch up.
I love a switch up like that.
Well, because you and I look at each other and we go.
Yeah. Now all of a sudden we're on this person's side.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going 100 people.
I'm going 100 people. All right. Bacock, marry, kill.
Let's get it.
All right. Bar party.
Okay.
House party.
All right.
Activity party, a.k.a. bowling Dave and Buster's.
I'm going to marry the bar party.
You're going to marry the bar party.
I'm lying.
I knew it.
I'm marrying the activity party.
That's one you can rely on.
I'm marrying the activity party.
Because even if the company sucks, you have the activity.
You have the activity to do.
Yes.
I'm doing the activity party. Activity party, I am marrying. I'm fucking the bar party. And I am murdering the house party. I am... butchering it.
You want to know my one reason for the house party to go down in flames? The bathroom situation.
The bathroom situation? And on top of that, I don't know. There's no menu to look up prior to being there. Is there going to be food? Is there going to be enough drinks? I don't know.
Right.
I go to the bar. I say, I'm going to spend money here, and that's fine.
I'm not showing up to the bar going, I should have brought my own X, Y, and Z.
Yeah.
Because someone else has taken my X, Y, and Z. The house party is the ultimate party for a one-word answer only, mooch.
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 Mooch. They're going to show up, they're going to bring nothing, and they're going to take my Bud Lights. Do you understand that every time I go to a house party, I am hiding my alcohol.
Every single time.
Hiding it from you.
No. It's not in that communal pot.
Are you out of your mind?
Are you out of your mind? Because we're bringing the good stuff.
I'm bringing stuff that actually, I'm not bringing a bottle of Svedka, you fucking dick bags. No, I'm bringing real drinks.
Yeah.
And but what I mean by that is my Bud Light. But I'm not, like, I'm not sharing it.
No.
Unless we're close enough where I go, hey, do you want a Bud Light? Because I got one.
Yeah.
But let me tell you what happened. The last time that we went to a house, quote unquote, house party. Okay.
The last time?
I'm trying to think of the last time. I'll tell you one thing.
Yeah.
And you're a good friend of mine, but Matt Lockwood.
Oh my God. That house party.
There was no alcohol, my friend.
There was no alcohol.
And I don't think we got there that late.
We didn't get there that late. And I remember standing in the corner absolutely miserable. And Allie was like, Kelly, get out there. Yeah. And I looked at her, I go, no, I'm happy in the corner, alone, not talking to a single person, because it's not a house party. That was an apartment party. The apartment party can get fucked to the moon and back. Okay. House party, at least you can be loud and at least you can whatever. Apartment party, I'm worried that I'm ruining someone else's sleep.
I don't have a party at the apartment. I'm not sick in the head.
Right.
I'm not sick in the to be honest, like, we're too old to be doing, like, people are over, like, 10 people are over until, like, 5 o'clock in the morning. Like, no!
And I don't trust people.
No.
I don't trust people. Get I'm not having 50 people in here. You want to know why? Molesters. They're out here, okay? And you might think you know somebody, and now they're in your home.
Now they're in your home. And I don't want you going through the stuff that I don't have and picking out things that you want out of my junk, all right? That's my junk. You don't get to have it.
No.
You don't get to have my Totoro notebook.
No. No, get out of here. Who do you think you are?
Who do you think you are? Not in my house.
Not in my house.
Not in my apartment.
No.
Kelly has a wheel in here.
I got a wheel. I got my wheel. You think I'm going to lay you around my wheel? Let alone my dog? No.
You have an apartment party. You have a dog. Guess what? You leave with your apartment and no dog.
Guess how many people could come over to your apartment, max?
Eight.
Eight people. That's it. That is it. I didn't have it was eight, man. Not 10. Eight
is the maximum amount of chairs that fit in the apartment home comfortably and sound.
Eight seats.
If it's more than eight, we're going somewhere else.
We're going somewhere else. that is so funny. Your turn.
Birthday party, holiday party. Halloween party.
Okay. All right. I'm marrying birthday party. I love a birthday. It's the ultimate time for a party.
Yes.
When you think party, the word in front of it is birthday.
Birthday.
That's what's going on. Halloween party, I'm going to kill. Mm-hmm. I'm going to bacock the holiday party. Holiday party, that's fun. We're getting silly.
I like getting dressed up.
The stress of a Halloween party.
And I'm bad at Halloween.
I'm not really particularly good at
Halloween. I'm not very good at it.
I like Halloween. Yes. But the parties of Halloween are too much.
They get weird.
People get weird.
People get weird at Halloween because there's this air of violence. in blood and gore.
Yeah, there's
and people get weird.
People get weird.
And their costumes are weird. You see people dressing up like, oh, I'm a baby this year. And it's like, you're 37.
You're a baby?
You decided to be a baby?
That's what you wanted to be?
Why?
I don't, yeah.
What happened to the ketchup and mustard bottle?
What do you mean? They still have that at Spirit Halloween.
People aren't wearing it like they used to.
I hated my costume last year.
I hated mine too.
I didn't, yeah. Yeah, I'm not, I'm thinking back on it. Didn't love it.
My costume last year, I was supposed to be the dog from Oliver and Company, Georgette. I was supposed to be the poodle. But then I looked so... listen, I think I'm an attractive person. But I'm not the type of person who is going to put in the effort or the money to look like an attractive dog.
Oh!
I looked insane. So...
Go ahead.
So I decided to buy a fabric and be a Hades instead, but... the blue
but
wig.
But you hated that.
I hated that too because I looked awful.
Yeah.
I looked awful.
I didn't like the way that I looked either. I think.
What were you?
I was wearing like this red wig. You and I can't do wigs. We can't. We look like people in wigs.
We're really, I mean, the thing is, Kelly, and I mean this in the nice, we're not costume people.
No, they look silly on us.
They look, we don't look hot in a costume.
No.
We look like Kelly and Allie are in a costume.
It's true.
Really, we don't look, we have to go the funny route.
We have to. We can't go the hot route.
Hot route. When you were Dexter, you were hilarious.
Oh my God, that was the best costume.
We have two cartoonish of faces to try and be hot.
Yeah.
It's stupid.
It's not working. It's not working.
It's just not working. We have to be silly.
Yeah. Also, my Halloween last year, I was with people and like, I was with this one girl who like clearly hated me, but was trying to like get over the fact that she didn't like me and didn't like us.
Oh.
Do you remember? I was in Portland.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I was with like these people and it was a fine time, except she in particular was like, first of all, she was dressed as like the American Psycho guy.
Oh, yeah. She's trying really hard to make it seem as though she doesn't like, she does like the two of us. But
I was like, I feel like you pay attention to me for all the wrong reasons. And I was correct. And I'm like, I'm like, okay, I'm sorry that you hate me, but I'm in a wig. Like, can we turn this off for like now?
It's honestly, it's giving like a quote from Saweetie, which is,
go ahead.
Bitch gonna smile, but I know she don't like me.
Look, that was literally it.
She does.
I was
she
warned.
Like us.
It was warned to me before she showed up that she didn't like me.
And it's fine. It's fine. She's not going to like us because I dated her boyfriend. And that's why she's not going to like us. And I'm not saying that you have to like me, but you certainly don't have to. I don't even care. She comes on. I'm FaceTiming Kelly while you're there. I'm FaceTiming Kelly.
Oh, yeah. This was so weird.
And then she comes on the camera and I know she's not going to like me. Why would you like me? You know, and that's fine. But she gets on it and she's like, you're my fucking bitch. I follow you on Instagram. Like, you're my fucking bitch. And I was just like, you don't have to be doing all this.
Tone it down.
Tone it. You don't like
Dial
me.
It down.
You've talked mad shit about me. You don't have to, the second you see my face, all of a sudden be trying to, you know, make it seem as though you're a fan. Like, this is uncomfortable. And this is
so
kind of sad.
Strange.
Like, girl, it was sad.
Yeah.
And I walked away and I laughed at you.
Well, because it was like, why are you making it this huge, like...
Like, you could just say, hi, nice to meet you.
But
you don't have to overcompensate for the fact that you've been talking shit.
Yeah.
Like, you're corny.
Like, we know you've been talking shit. So don't come up to us and be like, oh my God, I love you guys.
And I don't blame you for talking shit because you're trying to date this guy. And then he says, oh, I dated this person. And then you go online and it's me.
Yeah.
I would talk shit about me too.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
I would talk shit about me too. 100%. So I don't blame you, but you don't have to be doing all that.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Yeah. But at the same time, I was like, I'm in a wig and you're doing this.
Exactly.
Like, what are you doing? This isn't regular girl bullshit because I look insane.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was bizarre.
I kill the Halloween party as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. I have an eye. I've changed.
I have an egg on my face.
Okay. Maybe you want to go first?
Yeah. Okay. So when I was in college, I went to a party. I went to a party that was themed like sexy Disney. Like it was supposed to be you dress as like a Disney.
Dirty character. Disney.
Yeah. Dirty Disney party is what they called it. And I dressed as Cruella DeVille. I looked super cute, you know, whatever.
We looked great that night. Yeah, we looked great. I was Hades that night.
Yeah. We looked great that night.
But it was because we sprayed our hair. We didn't wear a wig.
Yeah. That's true. Okay. So.
I love that dress, too.
I looked so cute that night. Anyway, so there was a guy who I thought was really cute.
Yeah.
And he ended up, like, driving me home. Which I thought was really, really nice. And I was like, oh my God, like this is college. Like this is so college.
This is like, so college.
I'm in my dirty Disney outfit. He was also in like a costume, whatever. And he drives me home and.
This is so college.
I'm like, oh my God, like this guy is so great. You know, whatever. We've known him for a while. Blah, 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 blah. I get inside and I look in the mirror. And when I tell you, two boogers, both nostrils.
No. You had a twofer?
I had a twofer.
Okay, but...
I had a twofer.
Oh,
for Lord knows how long.
Oh, my God.
Yes. Yes, Kelly.
I'm so sorry.
And what I mean to say to you all now is that is college.
That's college, girl.
Getting humbled real quick.
Yes. Ooh.
Yes. And we never spoke again.
Really?
Swear to God.
Holy shit.
Swear to God.
You know what the problem is that we have noses that are not optimal.
They're not helping us.
For bats in the cave. Okay. Yeah. They're pointy nostrils. They're
letting it all out.
Show.
Yeah.
Oof. I'm so sorry. That's brutal. It was brutal. You just came back from war. I mean,
I was stunned. I was disgusted with myself. I was like, you were so... And he was like a cool guy.
I think I'm thinking of the right person.
Yes.
Does his name start with a K?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
I'm telling you, Kelly. I looked in the mirror and I was like... I saw one and I was like, oh, maybe he didn't even notice. And then I saw the other and I was just like...
Really? It was the only thing he could have noticed. Yay, dirty Disney.
Yay, dirty Disney. More like disgusting Disney. You fucking gross bitch with two boogers hanging out your nose.
That is so funny. Oof. Okay. I have an I've changed. Okay. You know, I used to worry about keeping everyone happy at a party and being like, oh, I'm inviting this person, even though I'm not going to invite them because they don't get along with so-and-so, whatever. It's my birthday. I've changed. If you're worried about who's going to be there, then don't show up.
Yeah.
And don't show up.
Don't show up. Or leave. Stay away from them.
Being an adult is realizing that unless a person has done criminally terrible things, you don't have to like everybody.
Yeah, you really don't. You should be able to be in the same room as people you don't like.
Yes.
Your feelings are not the most important thing going on in the room.
Now, what I am, the exception to the rule is, if you walk in and you see the chick that your boyfriend cheated on you with, that's, go ahead, go off.
Go off. Also.
Go off, bring the show. It's dinner and a show now.
Yeah. I don't care if there's beef at my party.
Oh, beef is fine. But you both have to show up. Don't be a bitch about it.
Yeah.
Fucking show up, do the beef.
Yeah.
And you better.
Leave me out of it.
Leave me out of it.
I want to watch from afar.
And you better look fucking good.
Yeah.
Don't show up to my party with beef looking like shit.
When people show up
to squash beef,
to squash beef, and they look like shit, you coward.
You've lost the round.
You've already lost. Before you even started talking, you lost.
You showed up to court in a bathrobe. Yeah. You lost.
You lazy. Lazy.
I literally, yes, yes.
So funny. I have a We've Got Beef.
I also have a We've Got Beef.
Okay. Now, at the same time, kind of having to do with this, but whatever. People who invite everybody.
Everybody?
There has to be some exclusivity to what you're doing.
Yes.
And if there is not, then what is the point?
Yes.
You have to make it clear that you are not for everybody.
Blown away by people that will put their birthday thing on their regular story.
On the main story?
On the main story?
Why?
Do you know how many fucking weirdos there are?
I don't understand it. I mean, I really can't. Like, I can't imagine putting that out there to, like, come to my birthday party.
No.
No. I'm so sorry. And it's not to say that I don't, like, I'm sure that a lot of my followers, I would love to meet them and I would love to get them.
Oh, that's a different story. Yeah.
There's a different type of follower between one person who is following me and, like, will maybe come to the birthday party and be, like, kind of shy. Like, hey, like, I saw it. Like, I, you know, I just wanted to come and stop by. Or
stage five people. Clinger.
Clingers. Maniacs. Mm-hmm. Men who don't understand boundaries.
Yes.
Showing up.
You don't want
that. I mean, some of the comments that I get sometimes, I'm like, this is not, how would this be an appropriate way to compliment somebody?
I don't know.
Really, truly crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, it is crazy. Mm-hmm. It is crazy. Like, you don't want to meet these people, like, in person. But
you can't invite everybody to your birthday party.
No.
No, you can't. You can't. And there's a lot of people who I would not be upset if they showed up at the birthday party who I didn't necessarily invite. You're always welcome to bring a plus one as long as they don't suck ass. And you know who sucks ass.
You know who sucks.
Stop acting like you don't know who sucks. You know who sucks.
Stop coming up to me with these examples of how they're actually fine when they're fine in that scenario, and that's the best they are.
They're fine at best. Don't bring people to me who are fine at best.
Yes. Or people that just, they walk around, they're like a satellite. Mm. They don't offer anything to the conversation. Mm-hmm. They're just there.
Yeah. Or takers. People who are takers.
Yeah.
They show up and they take.
Now, you might be going, whoa. Kelly, Allie, hold on. What about introverts? You can be an introvert and not be a satellite.
You can be an introvert and not take.
Exactly. You can come to my party. You post up at a little table. You go, this is my table for this party. Great.
Go ahead. Perfect. By all means. Don't get to know anybody. I don't give a fuck.
I don't care what you do.
That's fine.
But. Like, there are certain people where literally when I was planning this, I was like, I can't invite so-and-so because so-and-so might bring so-and-so as their clingy friend.
I do like to think that, I mean, this happened last year and it was very appreciated. The fact that, I mean, people really, like, Kelly and I flat out put on our invite. Like, don't fucking bring losers.
Yeah.
Don't do it.
And you might go, wait, Kelly, Allie, hold on. Who makes you in charge of who's a loser? We're not in charge of that, actually. We're not in charge of that at all. It's more so a universal decision.
Yes.
It's not just us saying it.
Uh-huh.
People know.
Listen, last time, our birthday party last year was a great fucking party. Do you know why? Because people followed the directions. Mm-hmm. Nobody brought anybody who sucked.
Yep.
And you guys want to be so nice, you want to say everybody's included, and then what happens is, when everybody's included, you get everybody, which means you get the people who suck. And then you walk around and you go, oh, it was just kind of a weird time, because, like, there was so-and-so there, and there was so-and-so, not at our birthday party.
Nope.
I'll kick you out.
Yep. And if you're wondering, if you're listening to this, and you're like, oh, well, I'm going to that birthday party, and you're wondering, hey, can I bring so-and-so? Shoot us a text.
Can I bring so-and-so? Yeah, probably. Mm-hmm.
Probably.
Anyway.
All right. I've got beef with a chill smokers party.
Oh, God. It's fucking horrendous.
It's awful.
It's so bad.
If the main event is weed, you have no main event.
Oh, my God.
I can't.
It's so boring.
It's so boring. I don't want to sit on a couch and get stoned.
No.
With people. If I'm getting stoned, it's my little edible and I'm minding my P's and Q's in my own establishment.
There's no, I cannot stand going to a party where everybody's high.
No.
Like, why don't you guys just go to bed?
Go to bed.
What are we doing? Or like, oh, I don't like, or even, I mean, we've talked about this before. I don't fuck with like psychedelics or anything like that either. I just don't. My vice is alcohol. That is it. That end of list.
Well, there are parties for drinkers. There are parties for weed smokers. And there are parties for the people that do everything else.
Yeah. And I am.
Or a drinking party.
Or a drinking party. That's what you do. Because you know why I'm a drinking party?
Why?
Because the family can come. The aunts, the uncles.
Everybody's coming to the drinking party.
Everybody's coming to the drinking party. There's nothing wrong with the drinking party. Nobody's too whatever for the drinking party.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Yeah.
You know, you don't have to be cool. You don't have to be hip. People have been drinking since the beginning of time.
Right. Yes. And you know what? Sure, some people might get a little fucked up, but there's no ODing.
There's no ODing. That's a big plus. There's no ODing. You know what people are drinking? Oh, they had too much of this, they had too much of that. Okay, now we stop. So-and-so, bring them home.
Yeah.
You know, get them in bed. Mm-hmm. Whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But there's no worrying about, there's truly, unless it is insane and you're in your early 20s and you have college experiences where people are getting alcohol poisoning, for the most part, people know how to handle their shit. They're not getting alcohol poisoning at the party.
Right. Exactly.
I don't want to fuck. This is the same reason why I tell people at work to wear the right shoes. I don't want to fill out any forms. It's the same thing. I don't want at my birthday party to be concerned about the fact that you're going to fucking kill yourself.
Yes. Yes. We're supposed to have a fun, lovely, crazy time.
Exactly. Not that people die due to weed, because they don't. But what I'm saying,
yeah, they don't,
you guys are just boring.
Okay. head house open mic.
Yeah.
I have a yearbook signing.
Okay.
What do you have?
I have a song.
Oh, hit me with your song.
Okay. this is like a classic, like the type where people are like trying to be edgy now with the fact that they party or whatever.
Okay.
One more night till I lose my mind. One more night till you will find all my worries left behind. Don't blame me, blame my sign. Driving round the city till we get to where our drinks spill. You and I, party till the end of time. I fake an accent when I'm drunk. You fake that you give a fuck about me. But when I die, you'll say you met me once or twice. That's just the way we party. To cover up the fact we spend our days with zero laughs and demons chew up our bones and we miss our childhood homes and we forget to call our moms and our dads call saying, hey, call your mom. Driving around the city till we get to where our drinks spill. You and I. Driving round the city till we get to where our drinks spill. You and I, party till the end of time.
All right. Here's the deal. that was spot on. I hated it.
Demons chew up our bones.
People
talk about demons all the time now.
Yeah, they really do.
It's so stupid.
It is stupid. That was really good and bad at the same time.
Yeah, really, yeah,
that,
really.
But that, you nailed it.
Thank you.
Nailed it. I think so. All right. Dear Isabel, thank you for inviting me to your birthday. Just kidding. You didn't invite me. Which I find interesting since I let you borrow my pencil for a pop quiz, leaving me with no pencil and a zero.
Mm.
I would love to go to your birthday. Just kidding.
Oh.
I think you're an attention-seeking rat whose dad is never home. I get that he's paying for this big party. You're like a gold digger before your dad, loser.
Oh.
Your birthday looked like it was an absolute blast. Just kidding. Samantha said your dress looked like it was made by her art teacher with Parkinson's.
Oh my God.
Anyway, hags. Christine.
Hags.
Hags.
Hack ass.
Hack ass.
Have a kick ass summer.
Have a kick ass summer.
I always wrote hags. I never wrote. No, actually, I don't think I ever wrote either. No, hags maybe, but never hack ass.
No.
That's inappropriate.
That was wrong to do. We're children of God.
Yeah, well, like, what did you do, drugs?
All right. Hey, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us for another Night Coop. You can follow us at Night Coop Podcast. Give us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. You can follow me at This Is Kelly Ryan. Show schedule, KellyRyanComedy.com.
And you can follow me at I Am Allie Ryan.
All righty. You guys have been great. We'll see you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye.